kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa mga paaralan sa Victoria, kailangan na muling magsuot ng face mask ang mga mag-aaral mula 8 taong gulang sa mga silid-aralan. Ang bagong kalakaran ay binatikos ng ilang mga magulang. Ngunit ayon sa mga paaralan, ito ang isa sa pinakamahusay na paraan upang mapanatiling bukas ang mga silid-aralan sa patuloy na pagtaas ng kaso ng COVID-19. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Claudia Farhart na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Noong Martes, muling binalik ang pagsuot ng face mask sa mga paaralan sa Victoria. Sa liham sa mga magulang noong Lunes ng hapon, sinabi ng mga namumuno ng mga pamahalaan ng state ng paaralan ng state ng Victoria, mga Catholic at Independent School, na idiniin at nirekomenda ng kagawaran ng kalusugan ng state ng Victoria na magsuot ng face mask sa loob o mga tinatawag na indoor setting. Dahil dito, ang mga bata mula 8 taong gulang pataas at lahat ng mga staff sa mga paaralan sa buong state ng Victoria ay kailangang magsuot ng face mask sa silid-aralan hanggang sa katapusan ng panahon ng taglamig. Sa school drop-off, halo ang naging reaksyon ng mga magulang.
I'm all for anything that helps keep the kids in school, basically. Being able to run around and keep going as best as we possibly can, if it's one small act that we can do.
Ideally, we wouldn't be here again, but if it's something that helps the spread of the virus and other germs that are going around, then that's a good thing. It's hard to get my kids into tracksuit pants on days like this, so yes, definitely hard to get them to wear a mask at times, but they're pretty good.
I prefer to see, I guess, strongly recommended as opposed to mandated, but if it's going to mean that the school staff are protected and that at the end of the day the children can be at school and not go back to remote learning like it was, then I think that's, you know, it's a good step and a positive step in the right direction.
Ayon sa mga paaralan, hindi ito mandato, ngunit binatikos ito bilang mandato ng ilang mga magulang. Sinabi ng tumatayong Premier ng Victoria, Jacinta Allan, hindi iniutos ng pamahalaan sa mga pinuno ng paaralan na ipadala ang liham sa mga magulang.
Nothing's changed. The information that's going out to schools today is entirely consistent with the advice that was released last week by the Health Minister to the broader Victorian community, which had that very strong recommendation to wear masks indoors where you can, where appropriate.
Nababatid ng punong guro o principal sa Blackburn Primary School sa Melbourne, Andrew Cock, ang nasabing pagbatikos. Ngunit anya, ang nasabing panibagong kalakaran ang pinakamahusay na pamamaraan upang mapanatiling bukas ang mga silid-aralan.
There'll be some parents that are fully on board with it, and there'll be some that are not so happy with it. We want children at school, in their classrooms, with their class teachers, with their friends. That is the best place for them to go. Whatever we can put in place to ensure that that's occurring, that's what we will continue to do.
Sa state ng New South Wales, muling nagbalik sa mga silid-aralan ng mga bata para sa Term 3. Ngunit ayon sa Ministro para Edukasyon ng state ng New South Wales, Sarah Mitchell, sariling desisyon ng pagsuot ng mga face mask.
I think that people have a common sense approach to COVID. We know what we need to be doing, particularly as we're seeing case numbers. But there's no punishment for a student who's choosing not to wear a mask. It's only encouraged and it's a personal matter for them.
Ngunit para sa ilang mga dalubhasa, punot dulo, di ang pagsuot ng face mask ang problema. Sa buong bansa, may 40% lamang ng mga bata mula 5 hanggang 11 taong gulang ang nakabakunahan kontra COVID-19. Sa ilang mga state tulad ng Queensland, nasa mababang 31% lamang. Ayon sa Brisbane GP at Queensland Chair ng Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, Dr. Bruce Willett, kailangan gawing prioridad ang pagtaas sa bilang ng mga nabakunahang bata.
I think one of the things that would be really useful would be school-based vaccination programs for COVID. I think there are a lot of people out there who are really keen to get vaccinated but just don't get around to it, and making it easier would be a great thing we can do.
Habang banayad lamang ang mga sintoma ng maraming mga batang nagkakasakit ng COVID-19, sinabi ng pediatrician at infectious disease expert na si Professor Robert Boy, maaaring makatulong ang pagpapabakuna sa pag-iwas sa mga bibihirat ngunit malalang kaso.
The likelihood of getting severe COVID in a healthy child is very low, and it's even lower if they're vaccinated. However, they can be part of the transmission process and they can pass it on to adults who may be vulnerable. Most of them won't get severe COVID, but we don't know which ones will. Even well children can get severe COVID and some may go on to get long COVID, so vaccination is helpful.
Sa Australia, ang Australian Capital Territory ang may pinakamataas na bilang ng mga batang nabakunahan sa 70% na mayroong mga dalawang dose ng bakuna.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.